Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Corey Rumer from the Chicago Tribune is with us again. Hey, Corey, how are you? Hey,
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah. What's going on with you, Corey? What's going on?
Nothing exciting. Nothing exciting whatsoever. I'm happy to chat with you.
I always look forward to it. Now, here we are. What was it, a year ago we started this conversation about snowplow naming?
I looked it up. Yeah, it was almost exactly a year ago.
Wow. What do you know? So, in case people don't know, I'm on the air talking about something. I don't know what it... Oh, talking about... Corey's set to go on after the bottom of the hour news with some topic that completely got lost.
It was Al Capone? About Al Capone.
Oh, speaking of Al Capone, hold on. I want to get to Al Capone a little bit later, by the way, as long as that's come up, because this is the anniversary of Prohibition this week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, okay. So we were going to, this is like destiny. We were going to talk about Al Capone. And before the bottom of the hour, I was talking about naming snowplows, and we came out of the news, and we went on this whole riff about naming snowplows, and we never got to Al Capone. And now here we are a year later, and we're going to talk about snowplows, and then later we're going to talk about Al Capone. Oh, my God, my head is spinning!
That's why I love being on with you, John. We talk about everything.
That's right. Okay, so... The first Name a Snowplow contest in Chicago has entered its second phase as of Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It has.
And so what happens now?
Okay. So if you live in the city of Chicago, you can go on the city's Department of Streets and Sanitation website, and you can vote. There's a list of 50 names, 50 finalists that were chosen by staffers with Streets and Sands. And so now you can go in and you can pick your favorites. You have until the last day in January. That's when you have to pick them by. And I don't think you can vote like more than once. I don't know. I have to go through
it. On Chicago?
Yeah.
Come on.
this is a good call, John. Yeah, that's true.
And you have to live in the city of Chicago.
You're supposed to.
How do they prove that?
I just went on the website. Well, you have to put in your zip code. So I do not live in the city of Chicago. So
gotcha.
I'm going to put in my zip code that's not the city of Chicago, and I'm going to vote for 6 just real quick, and let me see if it tells you. All right.
Okay. I love it when we do it live. Okay. No, this is my favorite.
Submit. We're doing it live.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, this is interesting. It took the survey. I put in my zip code that's not a Chicago zip code, and it still works. So maybe you don't have to be just a Chicago resident, even though it says Chicago resident.
Once again, Corey Rumer from the Chicago Tribune, going the extra journalistic mile. Absolutely.
I don't know if I should even be voting in this thing. You know, I've reported on it. I don't know. Ethically, is there something wrong with that?
No. I don't think so. I mean, no, it's a snowplow, for crying out loud. It's not the mayor.
I hope that's okay.
Jeez. Oh, I'm sure it is.
I mean, so now, there's a great list, and
you can pick up to six. Have you seen the list?
I've seen the list. Have you seen the list?
Yeah, I got it right in front of me.
Awesome.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 14, 15, 16. I got about 20 names that I gravitated to. I mean, they're all good.
Let's see if we like the same ones.
I mean, they're all good. But the ones that I checkmarked, I felt had a definite Chicago buzz to them. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
makes it special, right?
Right. Well, this one name, for instance, to give you one going the opposite way. Austin Plowers. Now, that's a great name, but it doesn't necessarily have anything germane about the city of Chicago. Whereas
I completely agree.
Being there, plowed that, does.
That's great.
Or
I like that.
Or Benny the Bull Blizzard. It's hard to say. Blizzard. Benny the Blizzard. That's how it is. Yes. Right. Although I got to tell you, we'll do some more. But I got, when we come back from the break, which we're going to get to in just a second, but one of my favorites here is Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Chauvel. That is absolutely classic. More with Corey,
like,
and also some more snowplow and a little bit of prohibition on the side when we come back on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker with absolutely one of my favorite people, Corey Wimmer from the Chicago Tribune. And yes, we're going to get back to that thing here with the Untouchables and Prohibition and Al Capone, because the 18th Amendment to the United States Constitution was ratified January 16th, 1919, Prohibition, which opened the floodgates for crime in the city. But now let's continue on with our original conversation, which is name your snowplow. We're down. It's on. You can vote until January 31st.
Till the end of the month.
All right. So, and then when they finally get down to the snowplow names, do you know if the names are actually going to be put on the plows themselves, or are they just going to be on their icon on a snowplow tracking app? You know?
That is a very good question, John, because, I think we talked about this last time. As part of the contest, so there are six different districts where the snowplows plow. There's going to be one in each district, and supposedly you can go to the snowplow tracker and see the name on it.
Yes.
That's a good question. Okay, I'll email them tonight and get back to you on it.
Thank you. Journalism in action, ladies and gentlemen, at your service. News breaks out, Corey breaks in. Okay. let's get back to these names. These names for the snowplow. Give me the ones you like.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think it's kind of funny because when I first saw this list, I immediately went to the ones to see if there were any that I had thought of that showed up. Mm-hmm. And one that I thought of last time was Salter Payton.
Yes.
As in Walter Payton.
Yes, indeed.
And I made the list.
It did.
I did not enter it. I did not. Well, so somebody else entered it. Thank you, whoever entered it.
Great minds think alike. Are there any others that catch your eye?
Oh my gosh. I'm totally with you on this, John. I like the ones that have some sort of Chicago connection. Like, I saw Plows on Parade, and it's like, oh, like Cows on Parade back in the 90s. I thought that was good.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Were you alive then? Were you born then?
I totally was. In fact, I still see them around every once in a while.
I thought that was a great bit. I thought that was an awesome thing. Yeah. I love those cows.
It was very cool.
Every corner had one. I like Ludwig Mies van der Snow.
I mean, that one too. That's really clever.
Yeah, it really is. What else we got? Well, Snow Cubs Snow, Sleet Home Chicago, Sammy Snosa.
That's good.
Yeah. Chicago Style Plaza. This is good. Ernie Snowbanks.
That's very good.
That's very good.
I didn't think of that.
I didn't think of any of these. I remember I couldn't think of a damn name for this bit when we went on, and I still couldn't come up with one. I mean, all of these are great. Don't get me wrong. I'm just picking the ones that I thought had more of a Chicago ring to it, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, I'm curious what didn't make the list, because I think Streets and Sands took like a couple thousand, 20,000 entries, potential entries, right? You know,
when these came out today, I was impressed. I mean, truly,
I mean,
people who did it, they did a great, whoever, Chicagoans, whoever put your names in here, kudos to you. These are really, really good. Too bad we don't have that many snowplows.
Too bad we don't have any snow either, John.
Oh, hey. Don't worry. You know it's going to happen. You know it.
Yes.
You know it's going to
happen. This is true.
All right. So, Prohibition. First of all, before we get to Prohibition, Corey, would you please plug your historical newsletter from the Tribune?
Why, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
For that seamless promotion. Okay, so if you want to sign up, every Thursday, the Vintage Chicago Tribune newsletter is what I put together, and it's emailed to your inbox every Thursday afternoon. You don't have to be a Tribune subscriber. It's absolutely free. You go to chicagotribune.com/newsletters and sign up for Vintage Chicago Tribune. And tomorrow's is weather-related. Ooh. I will give you that hint. Yeah.
Huh,
and I got to do... Ooh, I will break some news on your show, John. Tomorrow, I did a Q&A today with one of the city's most favorite meteorologists. And so that's coming tomorrow as part of the newsletter. So sign up.
Well, you know this is WGN Radio, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, when you say one of Chicago's favorite meteorologists, we only allow one name. So I'm not sure who you talk to, but there's only one name that counts around here. So I guess we'll find out. Just want to make that clear.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, yes. Dun. Yes. Well, I want to tell you, Corey, it looks like the weather's going to be really something else around here soon. Okay. Prohibition. All right. So I played a clip from a show called The Untouchables with Robert Stack, which was in the late 50s. Then there was a movie called The Untouchables that had Sean Connery and Kevin Costner
as
Elliot Ness. And they talk about, got a clip, dealing with Capone and the Chicago way.
That's the Chicago way.
Okay.
Oh, so good. So good.
Can't imagine how he got that reputation. You know, I talked to the owner of the Green Mill late Monday night on the air because that was like the epicenter of bootlegging and prohibition in Chicago when it first hit. I mean, that place was mob. It was run by the mob, literally.
Yeah.
The Green Mill. I'm not telling you something you don't know because you're the historical expert over at the
table. Well, I can always learn something new. So.
Oh, well. Okay, catch this. Now, I didn't know this. So Elliot Ness, the reason they call them the Untouchables is that there's this, I don't know if it's true or an urban legend, that Al Capone offered Ness a lot of money to basically look the other way. And Ness said, no, we're untouchable. So the story goes. So that's Prohibition, right? Which lasted until December 5th, 1933, when the 21st Amendment repealed it. Apparently that Prohibition idea did not go over well. No, it did not.
No.
But catch this. So I'm reading about Ness, right? Went to Fenger High School, University of Chicago, blah, 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 blah. Went back, took a graduate course in criminology. Here's the deal. So after making a name for himself in Chicago fighting bootlegging, he gets hired in Cleveland.
Wow.
And in 1938, he's divorced. And he fell out of favor with a lot of the Cleveland folks. Cleveland critics, catch this, targeted his divorce and his high-profile social drinking. Don't you find that ironic? That Elliot Ness,
absolutely.
The guy who supposedly, you know,
Mr. Uncorruptible,
holds the line against the booze, and he got in a car accident one night when he was driving drunk in Cleveland?
Ouch.
Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't know that until today. But man,
I had no idea either.
Isn't that part of the story never gets told? You know, I mean,
I wonder why. I guess, you know, I was talking, you know, you're talking about Al Capone, and one of the biographers of Al Capone recently has been Jonathan Eich.
Yes.
I was chatting with him last week because Jonathan Eich has a book about Martin Luther King Jr. coming out in May.
Right.
Yeah. And one of the things he said about MLK is, you know, we've made him an icon. We've made him a national holiday that almost doesn't even seem human anymore.
Right.
And, you know, when you have generations of people who come after this person is long gone, you know, maybe you only want to remember the good stuff or talk about the good stuff and not talk about the stuff that made him human.
Right. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Couldn't agree with you more. And maybe that's one of the reasons that we don't hear about Elliot Ness ending up in Cleveland as a heavy social drinker and driving drunk. I mean, that sort of taints the reputation, if anything. All right, enough of that. We're done. Corey, you're the best. Thank you so much for being with us. Can't wait to talk to you again about I don't care what.